We had quite a bit of rain. And what does it do to our swimming pools? When rains come down that hard, first of all, it adds water to the swimming pools. So I would not drain down your swimming pool if you don't have to. I would just leave it where it's at because normal evaporation will start to take its toll. Right now, the evenings are cooler, and so the water temperature is still pretty warm. And if it's getting down to the 60s at night, that means you're going to see a little steam coming off of the pool. Let's take advantage of Mother Nature's goodness by giving us all this rain so that we could fill up our swimming pools and not have to use the expensive city water. Oh yeah. So don't drain your pool down unless it just got right on top of the coping, getting ready to spill out over the deck or something like that. Now, I will say this also that when the water level is higher than the very top opening of your skimmers, then the skimmers are not going to be able to pull what's on the surface of the pool off as easy. So, if you want to drain it down just a little bit, so at least the opening of your skimmer, you can visually see that so that the water will still be able to pull the leaves and stuff in from the top, then that would be okay. But just go ahead and leave it full. It's not hurting anything. But what it also has done, this kind of rain, this quick, this much rain, this fast, can do several things to the balance of our water. It can mess with the pH. Sometimes it makes it go up higher, sometimes it makes it go up lower. And the alkalinity, they're both related, so we want to test our pH and our alkalinity. And I'm going to go back to my Taylor test strips that I really have been so impressed with. I'm using them myself on my new swim spa, my endless pool. They work pretty darn good because I check it also with my regular test kit. But the regular test kit, when I test the water, it's like a six-step process. I have to dip out, fill up the vials with water, have to rinse them all out, fill them all up, do the drops, wait for all that, wait for it to mix. And, I'm pretty impressed with how accurate it is. So, TaylorTechnologies.com, Taylor Test Strips, you can Google that. They have several. I like the 7-in-1s. Anyway, you want to make sure you've got plenty of chlorine in the water, at least 3 parts per million. Make sure your pH and alkalinity are between 7.4 and 7.6 and 80 to 120 parts per million for the alkalinity. So that's basically what's been happening, and that's what happens when we have these kind of rains. If you're on top of your pool, if you're taking care of it yourself, if you're making sure that the levels are good, then good chance that the rains that we had really didn't affect you that much. But if you go out there this morning and you look at the swimming pool and it's got kind of a greenish tint, or if it's getting kind of cloudy, immediately test the water and make sure that you are ready to rock and roll for your swimming pool.